Talk Live, launching into hour number three. You take control, bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That again, freetalklive.com. We got to roll right back into the phone calls here. We have Duco on the line in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Duco, you are a photographer by trade, and so you're sort of concerned with the libertarian viewpoint on intellectual property, and that's why you've called in. We didn't really have a chance to even start the topic, so I held you over because it's a big issue, and a lot of people within the libertarian movement very much disagree on this. There are some seriously polarized camps on this particular issue, and I understand how you feel about it. You're a photographer. You'd like to eventually make some money in the photography business. And I don't propose to know much about photography as far as the actual business end and how you would make money. Do you have a specific type of photography that you'd like to actually profit from? Like, taking pictures of models or doing, industrial photography? What sort of area are you specialized in?
Oh, I'm undecided right now. I'm actually a student, and I'm working, off jobs right now. But later, if I wanted to, sell my photos, to certain businesses, I'd like to make money off that. So for commercial photography,
well,
that's what I would get into.
There wouldn't be anything stopping, one way or the other, the argument for intellectual property. There wouldn't be anything stopping you from selling your pictures to a business because you would be the only one who would have them. You would have intellectual property rights on them simply because nobody else had the pictures at that point. So you would be able to sell them to whomever you want. It's the matter of sort of protecting them while they're out there on the Internet or wherever.
Right. The question becomes, how do you protect your intellectual property? What you have to ask yourself is, do you trust that the government will be effective at protecting your intellectual property, or will the marketplace come up with radical innovations that have never necessarily been thought of before that might be a little bit more effective than this angry gang that we know of as the government? I mean, we don't trust them in any other area in our lives. Why on earth would you trust them with protecting your property? So my suggestion is that the marketplace would be able to handle this. And just coming off of this from the top of my head, I would like to suggest that if you were to, for instance, maybe maybe you're going to do some news photography. Maybe you show up on the scene of a crime and you take some photos and then you approach the local newspaper and you're sort of like a freelance and you offer them the photos. And of course, you're going to have to show them the photos in order for them to say whether or not they want them or not. I mean, you're concerned that the newspaper is just going to steal your photos and print them anyway. Well, in that case, what you should have is some sort of a preemptive contract that simply says, okay, I'm going to show you these photos just as long as you agree to not to copy them and not to use them. And if they agree with that, then they're violating your contract should they go ahead and put those in their paper without your permission or without paying you, that sort of thing. In the case of a violated contract, you can take them to arbitration and they will make good. Or their reputation will suffer as the newspaper that's known for stealing people's pictures, and then not very many other photographers are going to be interested in showing them their work.
Now, I have a question. Now,
sure.
What if, for example, I sell my photo to a newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody working for another newspaper takes that photo that the newspaper bought legitimately and uses that in their newspaper?
Or even if it was online and the newspaper, uses it in their online publication, and then somebody can just right-click on it and take your photo, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which happens today, by the way.
Yeah, and there are watermarks that you can put in your photo to kind of hard-code it to you. But the point is that whatever agreement you have with that particular media outlet, if that's an exclusive photo, if somebody else uses it, you can go after them.
Right, or you can maybe have an agreement that they can't use it online. They can only use it in the print version of the paper, if that's something you're concerned about. I mean, the reality is today, if you post a picture online, you can post all the warnings and stuff you want around that picture. If that sucker's on a web page, people can download it, and then they're going to just do what they want with it. I mean, it's just to the point where it's there to where if 1,000 people download your photo and then go and use it in unauthorized ways, it's an exercise in impossibility, not to mention it's not worth your while, really, to go after those people. So at a certain point, once that photo goes out to the public, it's really out of your hands. So all you can really do is withhold it and try to control it as close to you as you possibly can, whether this is in a free market world or a government-controlled world. What we have right now is government control, and it's not doing so well.
You can be certain that the market is not going to stop demanding photographs of, artistic photographs or news photographs or whatever sort of photographs. So there's no way that it won't be a profitable industry to be in. I don't know how many people, at that point, it'd be interesting to see how it works, but people are going to want to take pictures for a living, and people are going to want to see pictures. So
how about, I have a website where I put some of my photos just to show off, but mm-hmm. I'd like to retain the copyright on it. But anyone would be free to just, steal that image and use it to make money. I mean, what do you guys think about that? I don't agree with that, really, if I have no protection from that.
Well, my only explanation is that I believe that we should have intellectual property laws to the point that people make money on other people's stuff. Now, if somebody takes your picture and decides to use it as wallpaper on their computer, I don't see any point in going after that person for that for some kind of use.
That's personal use versus commercial use. But if somebody has it posted on their website, a commercial website where they're making money and they've got advertisers, you have legal recourse if you haven't authorized them to use your photo.
Right. Well, he knows that. He's just talking about what if.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you put that photo online, and you know that there's a chance somebody can do something with it. So if you're concerned, don't put if you want to put your best photos online as a portfolio sort of thing, then if someone takes some of those pictures, first of all, the question I would like to ask is, how could they make money off of it? I mean, if it's an old news event that you had a photo of from 5 years ago, there's not really any way they're going to be able to make money off of that. How could they really make money off of your portfolio work? I mean,
well,
I'd really like a realistic idea.
Well, I'll take a picture, a photo that would be good for photography. The photography that a lot of people would use.
You cut out a little bit. What kind of photography? I'm sorry, you cut out a little. What kind of photography?
Stop.
Goodbye.
Oh, we're losing you. I'm so sorry. Thank you, though, for the call, Duco. We appreciate it. Maybe we can continue the conversation some other time. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that I've seen portfolio websites, and, they're usually kind of artsy photos. One of our listeners took some photos of us at the Liberty Forum, and I went to her website, and, there's pictures of their very nice photos that are there, and I just don't know how anyone could make money off of those. I've seen the photos. They're beautiful, but who's going to pay you for those?
Yeah, I agree.
I'd like to realistically hear of a situation where something like that could happen. Secondly, if someone takes your work off of your portfolio website and then utilizes it to somehow make money, you'd have to know about it to even take action.
That's right.
I mean, if they're using it in China,
right?
Good luck. The government monopoly is certainly not going to protect you there.
It would be very difficult to know that.
Right.
A company would always be in fear that if they were stealing a bunch of photos, if they did it once, they would do it more than once.
It wouldn't be hard to show it was yours. In fact, you could embed your copyright right in the bottom of it with Photoshop in text. And if they even tried to crop it, you could prove that it was yours and that they cropped it.
You had the original.
You'd have the original, right. So that
right.
You could prove that.
Plus, on the Internet, when you're looking at an Internet photo, Internet photos are done at 72 dpi, which is a very low dots per inch. That doesn't print out very well. It's mm-hmm. not usable in newspapers. It's not usable in magazines. It's really for Internet only. And the reason why is because, web pages need to be as small as possible, so they load as quick as possible. Nobody's using 300 dpi photos on their websites. And so if you want to help restrict people's access to your photo, you can still have a relatively large copy of the picture on your portfolio website, but if it's at 72 dpi, there's only so much someone can do with that on a professional basis. Yeah, they can grab it and put it on their computer background, that's no problem, but actually using it to sell, nobody's going to want to buy a 72 dpi photo.
Right.
You can't, I mean, we run a half-page ad in Talkers Magazine, and the least they'll accept to run ads from, people that are paying to run mm-hmm. in their publication, is 200 dpi. They just won't accept it if it's less than.
No, who would? I wouldn't accept it. It's going to make your magazine look crappy.
So really, right. You have to look at the protections that are already there that you can already use and try to imagine what it would be that the marketplace would come up with. If indeed people are having a problem with people stealing their photos, the market's going to come up with a solution because it'll be in demand and someone in search of a profit will figure out a way to protect that information. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us again at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Sean in Colorado. No, he's gone. Let's try Jim in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, now.
What's on your mind?
We're calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar, but that's actually what I'm actually going to talk about. Did you hear about the FBI coming in and raiding a Second Life with those casinos?
I heard there was some sort of an investigation. I didn't know it was a raid, but the federal government is now looking into people gambling in Second Life.
Yeah, and it's going a little bit deeper now because I guess now they're going to start including anyone that aids and abets them. So if you're a landowner and you're selling land to one of these casinos, even if they're offshore, if they're like in Brazil, you're renting land to them, you're aiding and abetting them, and you're also profiting. So they're considering you part of this whole internet gambling scheme, even though you're just basically selling land, and they're doing whatever they want with it.
Why couldn't you sell the land to a casino? You would know what they were going to do with it?
Well, you can ask them ahead of time, but let's say in my particular case, this wasn't even an issue when I started selling land, so if someone wanted to build a casino, that was fine.
Sure.
So now they're coming in and saying that I'm going to be aiding and abetting them once they actually start, busting people, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be affected by it, but knowing how the feds work, it's a possibility.
Yeah, this is pretty disturbing. For those who aren't aware, Second Life is a computer simulation where you can create an avatar of yourself or make it look like whatever you want it to look like. And you go into this three-dimensional world, and you can fly around, and you can meet with people and chat with them and trade objects and create things and make buildings. And a lot of people spend a lot of time in Second Life. And there's the Gimme Liberty Bar, which you can visit online at just on their website at gimmeliberty.com. And there's a link there that if you have Second Life, you can just click the link. And it'll take you right there. And that's where a lot of our listeners hang out. They actually stream Free Talk Live into the Gimme Liberty Bar. So it's kind of cool. You can actually listen to the show and sort of fraternize with some of the other Second Lifers that are there. But now the federal government is starting to catch on. They're figuring out that there's something happening in that their Second Life. People are having fun, and we aren't regulating it. So not only are they looking into prosecuting people for gambling in Second Life, they're also interested in collecting taxes from the people that are operating Second Life businesses. So you're talking about the gambling situation, which is a relatively new development. They've been just poking their noses around. They've been investigating. They've been finding the casinos. I don't think anybody's been ordered to shut down. I don't think Linden Labs, the game's creator, has really taken any action on this quite yet.
Well, actually, he has. He's actually cooperating with the FBI. In fact, I guess everyone's pretty mad at him right now because he actually made a call to him and is helping them in their investigation.
Hmm.
Well, the FBI is scary, so you can't blame people for that.
Yeah, and there's another thing that you forgot, is that there's an in-world currency that you can convert to real dollars. So that's
right.
How they're getting everyone on it. If it was just play money, they'd have no problem with it.
Well,
but
it almost is play money. It's a 207. Yeah. Last time I looked, it was 270 to 1. You spend one U.S. dollar, you get 270 Linden dollars in return, and so the people that are operating these casinos aren't really rolling in dough like real casino operators are. Yes,
well, they can
they're
just
turning
bet,
a profit.
You can just bet more, though.
Yeah, you can, but
when you have real people, I don't know what they're doing or not, but when you have real people betting real money against each other, even if the conversion rate is 237 to 1, mm-hmm. then they'll say, instead of putting a dollar down on a chip, they'll say, I'm putting $237 down on a chip, because that's the real feeling for them when they're gambling. So,
I see where you're coming from on that, Mark, but the numbers that I saw in the article, and Jim, I don't know if you can verify this, but the numbers I saw said that the top gambling house operators were pulling in $1,500 a month.
Hmm. They have a chance to pull in more if they start shutting down a lot of these places. The competition is going to become narrower and narrower, and they're not going to crack down on all of them. They're just going to crack down on the American ones that are profiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a possibility that they could very well go after Linden Labs because they profit from the land that they're sitting on and they're aiding and abetting.
Well, right. According to my understanding of the law that was passed last year that outlawed Americans from participating in Internet gambling, not only are you prohibited from running a gambling site in America, but you as a citizen are also not allowed to gamble on the Internet. So even if somebody is in Australia or Japan running a gambling site in Second Life, if you're an American citizen gambling in their little gambling zone, you're violating that federal law, and they could charge the players if they wanted to, let alone Linden Labs. Also, they could charge, the part of the law that, as I recall, makes it so credit card companies in America cannot do transactions with the Internet gambling people. And so, therefore, there's some sort of financial regulation that has been applied. And so, yes, if Linden Labs is involved in taking people's money so they can go ahead and use that money to gamble in their in-game world, the feds could very well go after them for it. And that's pretty chilling.
Yeah, and it really just kind of shows you the problem that, how bad the FBI is. I mean, it took them, 5 years to finally figure out, wow, there's gambling on Second Life.
Well, the gambling laws have only been in place for 5 or 6 months.
Well, actually, they're pointing to the 1970 gambling Anti-Gambling Act as their source, because it'll be kind of hard to point to a port security deal and say, hey, this is why we can't have Internet gambling.
I see. Are you saying that because they're gambling casinos essentially operating without a license, that might be the issue?
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, either that or they're just probably not even aware that law came through at all. It's very possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. Hey, let us know what happens with this, because it's pretty disturbing. And did you have any other thoughts for us, Jim?
Yeah, I also had one more thing about the fair tax. The fair tax, it does sound better. I mean, no income tax and stuff, but, if you try to sell that to someone and say, hey, we're going to get rid of your income tax, and they're going to be like, oh, great, how? Well, we're going to increase the sales tax to 30%. It's not a good sale. That's why it'll never work.
Yeah, well, plus then there's the reality that it'll never actually make it through Congress in its current form and end up giving us a 30% sales tax and an income tax as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Jim. We appreciate it. Good luck in Second Life. Those poor people, they're just trying to have fun. They're just having fun in their little online simulation. And who has to come in and ruin the party? The federal government. No one can have fun in America without permission.
Right. Just as soon as people are gambling and exchanging money back and forth, they just feel like they got to be involved.
Well, they're going to need some hyperinflation in Second Life, and that way the ratio will be bigger and it won't be any money.
I don't know. I don't think that could work. Could hyperinflation happen in a...
Sure.
In a private economy like that?
Yeah, they could make it so a million, what do they call them, Lindens, are $1.
Yeah, I suppose they could, but there's some sort of mechanism in the game, and I don't really know too much about it. There's some sort of market-based mechanism where that ratio isn't arbitrarily set by Linden Labs, but is instead set somehow by traders within the game, people who are actually trading the currency in the game, and there's like an in-game market for that currency, and there's actually out-of-game markets for the currency as well.
Maybe they need a central bank.
800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year,
the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Bulletin board system is one of them. You can go to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com, where you'll find over 200,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. Lots of different topics to discuss, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
April is Financial Literacy Month. Give your child and the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. 800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com.
Lots of calls on the line. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this New Jersey governor story, just because it's amusing and irritating all at the same time. But first, to Audie in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
How are you, Audie? What's on your mind?
Just a couple things. I'm about a day behind because I can only get y'all through podcasts.
Gotcha.
The Virginia Tech thing you were talking yesterday about, you know, teachers carrying guns and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
My teachers at my college think it's a great idea. I'm an education major, and thankfully I'm going down to, like, teach pre-K and K through 1 to, like, 3.
Right.
And hopefully nobody's going to be, I don't have a toddler chasing me down with a sawed off. But, you know, teachers just, they have no protection whatsoever. I've seen teachers I've had one suspended for carrying mace, and she went to an extremely violent school. She was mugged twice in the first, half semester.
Oh, my.
Fortunately, she's at a better school. So, but I think, you know, if the teachers, you know, if they want to go ahead and they can get, if they get a concealed handgun permit, no problem. Just, you know, the only time you should pull that is when you're ready to use it, and that's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
And that's about all I wanted to say, because my teacher, the teachers in the quad were going nuts about it, and they thought it was a great idea.
So you, so the teachers in Alabama are at least all for carrying guns, then, is what you're saying.
Well, I think just about everybody in Alabama is. That's a different story.
Yeah. Since you bring it up, it's another example of why it's so important to get schools out of the hands of the government, not only because it'll help kids get better education, but it'll also help kids be safer, because then each individual school would be able to set its own weapons policy. And so then we'd have the marketplace competing to decide, well, what's the best policy? And parents would be able to send their kids to the schools that had the policy that made them happy.
And I've got two daughters. She turns 4 next month, and I've got a 2-year-old. And I'm just sitting there going, man, I'm honestly afraid to send them to college when that time comes up if things keep going the way they go.
Just out of curiosity, where are you calling from in Alabama?
Oxford.
I don't know where that is.
It's like BFE. I think the closest station to Carysville is 4 hours south of where I am.
Well, we actually got a station up in Florence, but there's this huge FM talk station in Alabama that covers a tremendous amount of area. I don't know if you're in their zone, but I'm hoping we're going to be able to get on that station one of these days. It's like 100,000 watts, and it is sort of broadcasting out in the middle of nowhere, but the signal's so big, I think it hits Huntsville and it hits another major market in Alabama. And so, anyway, if you got a station that is a local talk station, give them a call and let them know we're doing well in Florence, and, you know, they might pick us up. Thanks for the call, Audie. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We might as well brag a little bit. We got an 18.2 share in males 25 to 54 in fall 2006 from our wonderful affiliate up in Florence.
What that means is
WVNA.
When we're on the radio, 18.2% of the males that are 25 to 54 are listening to our show.
That's correct.
And the only...
Which makes us the number one talk show.
The only radio station in Florence that had a higher share was the country station. So
Free Talk Live works.
Yeah, it's not easy for talkers to beat music stations, and we beat them all but the country station.
Yeah, if in radio you're lucky, you're doing well if you got a 4 share. You're doing all right. You can sell that. You can sell a 4 or 5 share. You're doing really well. And 18, that's pretty awesome. All right, let's go to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hey, Brent.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about intellectual property.
Sure.
Again. I don't believe in intellectual property, and I think that Mark... I guess this is mostly directed at Mark. I mean, I feel like he or you believe in it not really because you believe in it as an actual concept as much as you think that there wouldn't be any innovation without it. And, I mean, there's not really, you don't have a right to a certain level of innovation. You don't have a right to a certain number of drugs to be produced every year.
No, there's certainly not a right involved in that.
Well, Mark's not a fan of patents, as I understand it.
No.
You're pretty much anti-patent.
But
aren't you?
Aren't the drugs are based on copyright?
No, patents.
Patented.
Yeah, they're patented.
Well, no, I'm not a fan of patent law at all. I think it's a little screwy the way
that's why the drug companies are usually lobbying for longer terms on their patents.
That's right. About a month ago, I was in a hotel somewhere and I was watching C-SPAN, I believe, and there was a dog and pony show before the Senate where this drug company executive was holding up a pen saying, "This pen has more patent protection than our drugs have, and that's wrong." And they were trying to get the senators to say, "Okay, yeah, we'll give you a 20-year protection." And that's the worst thing that can happen because there's more incentive to suppress alternatives and to basically milk that product longer.
Right. They don't have to actually create anything new. They don't have to have any real radical new ideas in that 20-year term. They can just sell that same product.
I think that it's criminal to take somebody's idea from a copyright standpoint, to take somebody's idea out there and then peddle it as your own or not give them any credit or anything like that. That's what bothers me about it.
I mean, it's somewhat dishonest, but I don't really think you can call it criminal. There's no rights being infringed. It's not who owns me?
I think you do.
Okay, I own me. What makes up me?
All your parts? And the fruits of your labor?
You know, my body, my skills, the things I know. Right. These are, you know, some of the main components. And I'm sorry, but some of the things I know are songs that I hear on the radio. And frankly, I'm a pretty good musician, so I can play those songs on a guitar or the bass or the piano or whatever. And so how can you tell me that I'm not allowed to use myself? I mean, these are parts of me. These skills, this knowledge, these are both things that are a part of what make up me. How can you tell me that I can't use that for whatever, even if it's to make money or sell it or whatever else?
You know, I understand.
It's kind of dishonest, but it's not criminal. It's not violating somebody's rights.
Well, if you go to play the song in a club as a cover song, no one's going to come after you for royalties. But if you put out a CD of that song, well, somebody may come after you then if you're selling the CD.
Well, yeah. Some bars have to pay BMI and ASCAP.
That doesn't discount the fact that, I mean, if I can do that, and I have the abilities and skills to do that, then, I mean, I don't see how that's infringing upon anybody else's rights to do so. I mean, if I learn a song, then that song is a part of me. It's a part of my knowledge. It's part of my skills.
You didn't uniquely create that particular part of you.
Say what?
You didn't uniquely create that.
That doesn't matter. I still own it because it's a part of me. You don't uniquely create any part of you. You didn't uniquely teach yourself how to speak English, and yet you use it every night to make money.
But I do uniquely create the content that I provide on this show. So
that's not necessarily true. We read articles from all over the internet.
I combine the articles uniquely.
I mean, very, very few things that you do are really, really uniquely created.
Understood.
I uniquely edit words out of this article.
you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just that my main problem with intellectual property as a concept involves me not being able to use some parts of myself in whatever way I see fit.
And right, at the point of a gun.
That's a major violation of my rights. That's a major violation of myself.
It does involve monopolization. I think it's gone a little too far, especially with copyrights. I think patents are way over the top. I think that if you invent something, or let's say you invent something and somebody buys the patent from you, if they just bury it, that's wrong.
And there are patents, there are companies, legal, run by lawyers, that do that sort of thing. They gather up patents and they sit on them. And then no one can do anything with those ideas. And
innovation is stifled.
Yep, exactly right.
I also think that anybody that's unable to make money off of their supposed intellectual property without having exclusive rights to it, just not being creative enough.
Great point. Brent, thank you for the call. More on the way. Your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. We would like you to go and dig Free Talk Live by going to dig.freetalklive.com. It won't take you very long, and it does make a big difference for us, because the dig.com is a very popular website. It's one of the top 100 sites on the Internet, so a lot of people are looking at it. And recently they've launched a podcast section on dig.com where they rank podcasts based on how many digs that they have. Now, you can give us a dig by going to dig.freetalklive.com and clicking the dig it button by the name of our show. You will have to have a free account. Again, your privacy will be protected and all that, so it'll just take you a few moments to go through the process. We're over 400-something digs at this point, and that's pretty good, because a couple weeks ago we had around 300, and these aren't as easy to get as votes are, like at vote.freetalklive.com, because you do have to go through that brief process. But the more digs we get, the more attention we're going to get from the diggers and the people visiting their website, and that would be a really good thing for us. So please help us out with that. Go to dig.freetalklive.com. Continuing the phone calls, let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, this is going back to a caller who had a legitimate concern. Wade wasn't on the show when this happened. It was the disabled veteran worried about how people were going to help disabled veterans in a free market. I have a similar concern. I was in the private sector working for a number of years, and I too became not just 10% disabled, but I became 110% disabled.
Whoa.
Which means that I can't contribute. And I'm drawing money from the government, which I'm going to say right now, that doesn't make me a leech, because I felt that I paid into the system.
Mm-hmm.
My question is how is the free market going to help someone like myself, who's dependent on like disability payments to make ends meet, when I don't have something to validate my contributions in the past?
Right.
Do you have a family?
No. I'm fortunate that I kind of hate women on a relationship level, so. I try to avoid all that all by
myself. I don't mean do you have children.
Women.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
do you have parents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters?
My father deceased a few years ago. My mom passed away when I was about five. So, I'm like supporting myself, basically.
And you're 110% disabled? You are like a paraplegic, or what happened?
No, I was born with spina bifida. I've just had so many surgeries, so many corrective procedures, so many that I go off their scale as far as.
How do you take care of yourself?
Pardon?
How do you take care of yourself?
I'm on some of the government programs, Medicare, Medicaid.
No, I don't mean monetary.
Like showering.
Oh no!
Buying food.
I can walk. I'm ambulatory. There's certain things I can't do. Standing for long periods of time, for instance, sitting long periods of time, that causes detrimental problems to my health.
Okay.
Things of that nature. I mean, I can do certain things.
Do you work?
Pardon?
Do you work?
I try to do. Well, here's the catch-22 in that. Yeah, there's certain things I could do within a certain amount of time, but if I bring in too much income, the government's going to say, okay, for every $2 you've made, guess what? You're going to give us back a dollar because you're supposed to.
Obviously, you wouldn't have that kind of limitation under a libertarian system. You know, you'd be able to earn as much as you wanted to and live, you know, whatever sort of lifestyle you could off that. Have you heard of programs like, I don't know, Lighthouse for the Blind and programs that allow people with disabilities, usually similar disabilities in the same place, to do certain jobs and then they get lucrative contracts with bigger companies that want to get credit for giving that kind of work to that sort of place?
I've heard of like maybe some like Goodwill, for instance.
Goodwill's an excellent example, probably the most successful example ever.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say your point is, Mark, that in the marketplace, people that need help, people that are disabled, will have opportunities, as many of them do today. There will just be more of them because people will have more disposable income to use to create organizations like this. In fact, before we had all these government redistributionist programs, we had things like mutual aid societies. The Shriners would be a good example of one of those that still exists.
Churches.
But there were more than that. And so people that care got together to do sorts of things. So you're actually not completely disabled. You could work should you wanted to. It may not necessarily mean going from one point to another. You could work from your home, answering phones for hotel reservations or doing phone sex or something like that. Seriously, there are plenty of things that you can do even though you can't move. And so there would be jobs out there for people in your condition. And hopefully when the government goes away, if we can actually get to that point, we can give people that are currently receiving aid a little bit of like a one-time payout. Like, here, take this, and that'll keep you afloat for a little while as this government disappears.
One thing I always thought that recently with technology in place is that people that are pretty much wheelchair-bound or bedridden are really great phone operators, and they would be even, like, from the telemarketing aspect, and I don't mean calling people at home saying, hey, would you like, you just want a new trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean telemarketing like I do. I mean, I essentially do telemarketing by doing radio sales. I call businesses, though, and it's a heck of a lot easier. Nobody hangs up on you because, you know, they're in business and they want the help that you offer. And, you know, there's so much money. Radio salespeople, if you're any good, you make $100,000 a year.
There you go. The market would offer you opportunities, and you just have to count on the fact that people care. I mean, it's a fact that people do care. I'm sure you've met some of those caring people in your lifetime.
Yes, sir, I have.
Very good.
And if the government programs were gone all of a sudden, people would spring up and form these societies again. There's no incentive for people to do it now because everyone thinks the government's supposed to
handle it. Right.
Yes.
Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Got to move to Michael in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Ian. Nice to talk to you again. Haven't talked to you since I lived in New York.
Ah, well, what's on your mind?
I've been seeing basically the government turn to crap over the past couple years, and I've given up on government.
Wow, okay. Congratulations.
And I actually have started swaying your way, trying to think of ways for the free market to take over government institutions. And I just wanted to hear you talk more on it and maybe get some sound ideas. Just to fill you in on some of my background, I'm a programmer, and I'm a freelancer, so I work worldwide. And I'm working on making a barter system that people can use online, and I'm open sourcing it. And I just want different ideas on how to network and just a basic discussion on how to get the free market to start taking over here.
Well, you know, that you're talking about, I mean, it's a huge process that you're looking at undertaking here is I think the first and most important part is education. I mean, it's getting the word out about freedom and liberty, and finally giving people something to believe in again, something to hope for, instead of this sort of dismal welfare state mentality that this country and police state that the country is sliding towards. I mean, you yourself, you followed a certain path at some point. And there's a thread on our BBS right now about how did you discover liberty? And people are talking about, you know, what their path was, where they picked it up, where it got modified, and where they are today. And so you're on that path right now. And I would say, you know, one of the most powerful things that you can do beyond spreading the message to friends and family and calling local stations and asking them to air Free Talk Live is to join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire.
I am.
That's awesome. Yeah, when are you coming here?
I joined them as soon as I can sustain enough freelance contracts to keep me going.
Well, you know, that's the cool thing about someone in your profession is, as you say, you can go anywhere. As long as there's an internet connection, you can do your programming job. And so you can very easily move to New Hampshire, and I mean, if you need to, pick up a menial job in the meantime to help pay the bills. That's what some people are doing when they get here. And soon there's going to be a critical mass. There's going to be an amount of people that have come here to where there's so much going on. There's so much activity, both in the political arena and the civil disobedience arena and the media arena as well, that it's going to be undeniable. The message of freedom is going to catch on. It's going to be popular. It's going to become cool to believe in freedom again. And once it becomes cool, then all the bandwagon sheep people will jump on our bandwagon, and it'll just be a matter of time before the government is completely ruined.
It's amazing how many young people in high school and college age are jumping on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, it really is exciting.
I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
Well, thank you, and we're short on time, but you're welcome to call back another time, Michael, and thank you for the call. Hope to see you in New Hampshire soon. We got to get real quick to Landon in Utah. You got about maybe 20, 30 seconds, Landon.
All right. Thanks, Ian, I guess.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about mostly the drinking age.
Okay.
Recently, last Friday the 13th, I was arrested.
Mm.
For driving and talking, they gave me it's called a not a drop violation. Pretty much says if you're under 21, you can't have any alcohol percentage.
Got it. So you might have been under the legal limit, but since you were under 21, you went to jail. And it's tragic, and I wish we had more time. If you want to tell us the story in more detail, you're certainly welcome to call us back. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, of course, I think the drinking age should be abolished entirely. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at